definitely have some Bachelor Nation news.
I know you do.
Who? Child. Okay. Shit is going down in Bachelor Nation right now.
It is, yeah.
And with the whole Bachelorette production, too. So,
yeah.
I'm going to put a spoiler alert. We are not a spoiler podcast, but we're going to talk about some things right now that kind of spoils things if you're not in the
kind of. Yeah.
Because honestly, I was just doing my regular Bachelor Nation like search, and then all this was hit at me. So I'm not even searching for spoilers. Oh, but
I opened the Twitter app and I was like, fucking, oh my
God.
Right.
I was like, fuck, now I know. Okay, great. Yes. And I'm going to keep digging further. So,
yep.
But yeah, spoiler alert to anybody who doesn't want to know what the hell's going on, just zoom past this. Maybe I'll put the timestamp or whatever in the description.
Yeah, 30.
But yeah, production has gone awry on Claire's season.
Mm-hmm.
As y'all know, they started filming about 2 weeks ago in a little closed resort in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing that happened last week, producers reached out to backup Bachelorette contestants who had been vetted for Claire's season, but were not cast. And so other new guys were being flown in. And that's when there was first sign that something's going down.
Yeah.
You know, on set or in production. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we learn that Dale,
beautiful
black contestant.
Fine as Dale.
Fine as hell.
Yes.
Won the first impression rose.
Yes.
Which is huge.
Uh-huh.
Rachel
For the women
Lindsay,
especially. Yeah.
What'd you say?
For the women especially.
For women, say, yeah. Yes. If we remember, Rachel Lindsay won the first impression rose on Nick's season.
Oh.
So that's just like a little tidbit nice. There.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dale won. Dale's 31. He's from South Dakota.
Yikes.
Very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
South Dakota.
Oh. Former NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
Now lives in New York, works as like a model philanthropist.
Yeah, he does like health stuff. He's like
And so, yeah, I know people in Bachelor Nation are already like all in love with him. He
obviously,
you know, posts some cool things on Instagram about, like black wellness or whatnot.
Yeah.
And he's just beautiful. So
hot. Yeah.
So that happened. And then what's more is now apparently Claire has threatened to quit the show because she has fallen in love with Dale and would like to leave today.
With Dale. Oh my God. 2 weeks? It's been 14 days?
She's been there for 2 seconds, gave the man the first impression rules, and now it's like, okay, found my husband. I'm done with this shit. Can I get out of my contract now? Thanks.
Yep.
So
no hometown, no women's hall, no nothing.
Nope. That's it.
Just send me home.
Yep. Let me get my man and be out.
Oh my God.
And so that's happening. And then even more on top of that, apparently producers have flown Tasia down to Mexico or to wherever they are.
Palm Springs.
Yeah, Palm Springs. To potentially replace Claire mid-season. Mm. And this has been confirmed by both Reality Steve and Demi.
Yes.
On Instagram Live yesterday.
Yes.
What is going on in the world? I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
I mean, this is the Beyonce effect. We all just told you the blackness is coming. Okay. Claire done left with a black man. They flew a black lady out. They got a black bachelor coming
next.
Okay. Listen.
We done infiltrated black, infiltrated bachelor nation taking over. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on?
I don't know. This is very wild. And
it's wild.
Claire, I don't know why they signed her up for this. If there was even a hint, an inkling that she would pull some shit like this,
right?
They should not have signed her up for this particular season where she is staying in the same place as these guys and can't leave.
Because
that means her and Dale have probably been fucking in the ocean or some wild shit, okay? After hours and breaking all kinds of rules.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they're imagine. Too close to each other.
Yeah. That isn't. What? So she's fallen in love?
She's fallen
she's
in
done.
Love.
She wants nothing to do with the other guy. She's sussed them out.
Else?
She's like, nope, Dale's it. I'm done. What?
How?
How?
How? How? How? How? How? So at 39 years old, when she done did this 5 times already.
Already.
How did she fall in love in 2 weeks? See, I'm telling you, they've been fucking every night.
The other flip side of that, in her defense, she is 39. She has been out here for 5 years. She might just know.
She might just know.
She might just really know.
Yeah.
But God, what in the hell? And then now Tasia might be replacing her.
And these guys, like, Tasia's like 28. Claire is 39.
The average age of Claire's cast is 31. There's some,
that's a different, and that's just a different girl. Yeah. Like, if you're going down there thinking, like, okay, I'm going to be with Claire.
Yeah.
And then it's Tasia.
Yeah.
That's a different girl. Different.
So what's going to happen? So they've been flying down guys, apparently. Other contestants.
Really? Extras?
Well, that was the first thing I said. They've been flying down. Reached out to contestants that had already been vetted and bringing them down. So is that for Tasia? Is that something else that happened?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that timeline. I thought it was just extra guys for, like, whatever. I don't know. If one of them tested positive or whatever.
Right. I mean, it could be that. I mean, we really don't know, but.
Yeah.
Just. What is so imagine that episode, Claire.
I can't wait.
It's gonna be one of those episodes where the producer camera's like running after her and she's like, I'm done. Getting all this behind the scenes, like, so you're just reading the subtitles and she's around the corner with the producer talking in the bushes. It's gonna be one of those. And then it's a to be continued, and then we open up with Tasia like walking down the beach. Like, it's my chance for love and what is about to go down.
I'm so excited.
I really hope this is all true.
Me too.
I really hope. I really, really hope that this whole entire narrative is true.
Me too. Especially just for the blackness of it all.
Just for the blackness of it all. And just the way that we are just infiltrating in this way. We have just taken over in this way. I'm looking for it.
Me too. Me too.
Oh my, because who else are they gonna choose at this point in time?
Please,
only Tasia's left.
Sydney got a man, okay?
Sydney got a man too.
Sydney got a man, okay?
Oh wow,
this Tasia happens to be single,
and she happens to be single.
Like, they ain't finding nobody else, nobody.
And if y'all really on that train of like changing the tide of Bachelor, you announced Matt James 8 years before he actually is the whatever. If you're going to replace Claire, you got to continue on that same train.
Yep.
If it wasn't Tasia, if Onyeka was single, it's going to be Onyeka.
Oh, no.
Y'all going to stay on the train.
Oh, no. Oh, it could have been Katie. I would have
maybe Katie, yeah.
Yeah.
But Slim Pickens, but Tasia happens to be single.
Black. Yeah.
Yep. Man, I hope this whole entire thing is true. Because we asked for Tasia's Bachelorette years ago. That didn't happen, and whatever. But man, this is crazy new. Like, when I read it, I was like, "What the hell is happening?"
Yeah, and like Claire, what you finna do, girl?
What you finna do?
Are you like, they have like $7 million NDAs? Are you just finna just rip that up and leave with Dale, the philanthropy health coach?
That's a bold move to give up the chance to meet 30 different dudes to just decide on one after 2 weeks.
Yeah,
girl, you ain't got time to waste. You ain't got time to waste, Claire. You don't have. I mean, come on, you've been on this show five times.
Yeah,
but she like, nope. I know this is it. Crazy. So yes, we will continue to monitor that situation.
Yes, very closely.
Very closely. Because I cannot wait to see how that pans out.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.